Welcome to the Simple Programmer Podcast, making complex programming simple and fast. With everything from career advice to philosophy, John Summers will show you everything you need. It's the Simple Programmer Podcast.
Hey, what's up? John Summers here. Just want to take a moment to tell you about an awesome sponsor we have at Simple Programmer, which is Hired.com. I'm sure you know how frustrating it can be to search for a new job. Pushy recruiters trying to recruit you for jobs you have no interest in, jobs you apply for but you never hear from again, and worst of all, going through a whole interview process only to get a ridiculously lowball offer. Well, Hired.com has solved these problems. Hired flips job searching on its head. It actually puts you in control of the job search by letting you fill out one simple application and then having employers actually apply to hire you. How cool is that? You also get access to your own career coach to help you get your next job. Hired has access to over 4,000 employers with big names like Facebook. Plus, your profile is automatically hidden from current and past employers. Oh, and they pay you to get a job. Anyway, as a Simple Programmer listener, if you use the link hired.com/simpleprogrammer, you can get double the normal $1,000 hiring bonus and get $2,000 when you find your next job on Hired. Just go to hired.com/simpleprogrammer to get started.
Welcome to the Simple Programmer Podcast, a short mix of career advice, philosophy, and soft skills from successful author and software developer John Sonmez.
Hey, what's up? John Sonmez here from simpleprogrammer.com. So I got a question about building user-based apps from zero. This is a good one, because this is something that I think a lot of you that want to build applications that are kind of social applications or user-based applications, that you're not sure how to do this. And this is a difficult problem for sure. So the question is, thanks for the videos that you make. Very interesting and useful to watch. Cool. I have a question of my own. A lot of the best application ideas that I and others come up with have the same problem. For users want to use them, there needs to already be a large user base. So how do these things build from zero? And obviously that problem can be overcome because most successful apps have had to overcome it. This is especially the case with social networks and apps that match people together or match people with businesses. The latter confuses me the most. Any thoughts on how this can be tackled? Thanks and all the best, Roy. So there's a couple of things here. First of all, Roy, what you're talking about is what is called frequently the network effect. And the network effect basically says that the more nodes that you have in the network, the more valuable the network is, right? So there's a lot of applications that this applies to, right? eBay isn't really very useful if you don't have a lot of sellers and a lot of bidders. It becomes more valuable for the sellers when there's more people to bid. It becomes more valuable for the bidders when there's more things to buy, right? Then they want to go to eBay more. So it's sort of like a chicken or the egg problem. How do you start something like an eBay? Same thing with Facebook. How do you start something like a Facebook? Again, the Facebook becomes more valuable through the networking effect, whereas the more nodes, the more people that sign up on Facebook, the more valuable it is for everyone involved. So how do you start stuff like that? Okay, so here's how you start stuff like that. Well, I'll give you an example, and then I'm going to give you some recommendations on what you should do here. So here's a really good example of someone who was able to start this. So if you're familiar with the site Stack Overflow, okay, the history behind this, I remember when it was first starting up, Jeff Atwood and Joel Spolsky, what they did was they came up with this idea of creating Stack Overflow, and they both had these huge blogs, right? So Jeff Atwood has codinghorror.com, and Joel Spolsky had a blog called Joel on Software. And they had they were probably two of the biggest software development blogs that existed at that time. And what they did was they combined their forces together and they created the Stack Overflow, and they launched and they announced it on both their blogs, and they had this huge audience, and both of them had this huge audience and following. So when Stack Overflow started, it didn't start with 5 users. It started with a beta with thousands of users already, and that was the seed audience that they needed in order to make it succeed. And Stack Overflow needed that, because Stack Overflow is worthless if you know, it's worthless to ask questions if there's no one to answer them, and it's worthless to answer questions if no one's reading them. So you had to have that seed. It's one of those things that benefited greatly from the network effect, and it became really successful. So that's one way to do it, is to build a big audience. Essentially, my answer is this. In order to do this, you have to come in with a huge influx of users. You have to have a seed, a really good seed, in order to be able to do this. And so you've got two options, really, for doing this, okay? And this is why I would recommend actually against this. One is you build a huge audience first, and then you carry it over, right? So this happens a lot of times. The Joel Spolsky and Jeff Atwood with Stack Overflow is a really good example of that. But you see this from time to time where you see movie stars create perfume lines, okay? Or clothing lines, or things like that. They're essentially using that. They're essentially getting enough traction in order from their audience to do that. It's not the same thing as a social network, right? But you could use that, right? So if you can build a big audience, you've got a big following, you're a movie star, something like that, or you can find someone who has a big audience, that is a great way to do that, because you can get enough people in, because you have to get enough people in initially so that there's enough value that people stick around and keep contributing. Forums have this same problem, okay? And if you can't do that, if you can't get enough traction, if you don't have enough big of an audience, or you can't tap into someone that has one, then forget it. Because it's what's going to happen is you get a few people come on to the system, they look around, they're like, oh, no one's here, they never come back again. And then later you get three more people that sign on, and they look around. You got to get them all at once, a big burst of them, in order for there to be enough value that people stick around, and then it grows. It's this snowball effect, okay? So option one is that, is to have the audience. Option two is to have money, right? So a lot of startups that are going to, like, that are going to build like a network, like let's say Groupon, or you know, any one of these startups that has done well recently, they had a ton of money to sign on a bunch of people, or you know, PayPal, right? When PayPal started, right, they had a ton of money. Elon Musk had put up a bunch of money, and they got extra funding, and they were giving people $5, okay, to when you sign up for a PayPal account. I remember, or X.com, you know, they're both kind of doing the same tactic at the time before they merged. But essentially, you're getting paid to sign up for the service, okay? And that made sense because they could throw money at the problem, so they could get a bunch of initial users, and they once they had enough users, then PayPal became valuable because you could transfer money between users, right? So you need to go, if you want to do an idea like this, my best advice would be either, one, find an audience or someone who has an audience, or build your audience enough that you can get a seed, a good seed group, or two, go get outside funding. This is one of those cases where you're probably not doing this on your own. You probably need millions of dollars so that you can buy customers, essentially. If you have a lot of money, you can purchase, you can do advertising, and you can get a bunch of customers at one time in order to build up the service. But if you can't do either of those things, forget it. Don't do it. Do something else. Build a different application. It's not going to be worth it, because you're just going to be frustrated, and it's going to be a waste of your time. All right, I hope that helps you. I hope it doesn't disappoint you too much, but you know, this is the honest truth of it. Like, you know, I've seen forums, and I've seen people try to create social networks, and I've seen it fail so much because they can't get that seed audience. So you've got to be able to do that. All right, if you like this video, go ahead and click that subscribe button below if you haven't already. And if you're like, damn, John looks awesome in that t-shirt, how can I get one of those t-shirts? Well, you can click me and you can get one of these Trust the Process t-shirts. I'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Hey, what's up? John here. Just wanted to make sure you aren't missing out. Only about half the content I put out is on this podcast. This podcast is created mostly from the audio from the YouTube videos I put out daily. When you get a chance, head on over to youtube.com/simpleprogrammer and click the subscribe button to get access to 2 to 3 new videos every day. Even if you prefer the audio format, make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/simpleprogrammer so you can check out what you might be missing.